Bobby Likas, yours truly. It really is my pleasure to be here today because my work is my passion. 43 years of experience with engines, technician, rear engine dragster, builder, race car driver, and pit crew, much better pit crew than race car driver, automotive service center owner, with more than 200,000 customers through our doors. I've also served on Napa Auto Care's National Council, and our service shop has been featured in numerous automotive publications. I've hosted the nationally syndicated car talk show, Bobby Likas Car Clinic, for 23 years, and I've answered more than 100,000 car questions live on air. And I'm proud to say that I'm the only car talk host in America on commercial radio that was named to the Talkers 250 for five consecutive years. I'm still in the service shop 5 days a week, and then on Saturday, I take questions from consumers across the nation from an all-digital studio that's built within our 15,000-square-foot automotive service shop. It's quite unique. And there's one other expert that I would like to introduce, our audience anchor, Terry Elm. Terry, if you would please stand, and Terry is here. You may have seen him throughout the conference. Terry will be available during the refreshment break as well to take your questions. Terry is an ASE certified master technician in all eight categories. In addition, he has certification in F1, which is alternate fuels specialist, L1, advanced level diagnostics, and X1, undercar emissions designations. Terry's expertise is the diagnosis, coding and reprogramming of the electronic control module, the heart of a vehicle. And Terry is proficient in European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. And a special thanks to all of the engine experts for joining us today. So those are the experts, and here is their subject, ethanol and engines. Ethanol, as you know, is not new. Henry Ford's iconic Model T was America's first flex-fuel vehicle in 1908 and ran on ethanol and gasoline. And as time progresses, and for reasons beyond the scope of today's talk, but not related to ethanol's performance, gasoline became the primary fuel. As engines developed more power, more compression ratio, and more MPG, also they had to have a higher octane rating of gasoline. And on the scene came, as you remember, tetraethyl lead, which was the octane booster. The problem with tetraethyl lead is that it had a health risk. So out it went. Another octane booster was sought, and this time the octane booster did double duty as both an octane booster and an oxygenant. Oxygenants, as you know, provide clean air, as does ethanol, and also provides the octane enhancement necessary to produce power from all internal combustion engines. So methyl tertiary butyl ether entered the scene, but MTBE was found to pollute groundwater, and so out it went. So what replaced toxic lead and MTBE? As you know, ethanol. Ethanol has been in our fuel system since the 80s. And ethanol, with its 35% oxygen content, allows for a cleaner burning engine. And contrary to popular belief, it runs cooler, especially in direct injection engines. And ethanol's 113 octane rating helps prevent engine knock and engine damage. And that brings me to a point when I talk of engine damage in the service shop. 43 years, more than 200,000 cars have rolled through my doors in my automotive service shop. In our business, we are a data collection company, and to that end, we hold monthly meetings on what happened last month. Next month will be our 100th meeting. We are now at 99 meetings, so we know what goes on in our service shop, and we review every facet of that operation. And over the 43 years, with more than 200,000 cars that have rolled through the doors, not one engine, not one of my customers has lost an engine or damaged an engine due to ethanol. And on the radio side, in the Car Clinic Network radio side, where I've answered 100,000 questions, which are live, I do have callers that call me and say, I've got a problem. It's that ethanol. But upon further discussion and asking questions and diving deeper into the conversations, I find that it was not ethanol. In fact, it was not fuel-related. Their problem was a drivability problem or an issue with an ECM or another control part or just simply wear and tear on the machine that automobiles are. So remember, ethanol has been in the fuel mix since the 80s.